from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump has signed an executive order to protect Americans from, quote, exploitative ticket scalping in the entertainment industry. Trump was joined by Kid Rock in the Oval Office for the signing. The president promised to combat high ticket prices for consumers during his 2024 campaign. The order is meant to make sure competition laws are enforced. Child care has put a huge financial burden on parents no matter where they live. A Bankrate survey finds that on average, full-time infant care costs around $14,000 annually per child in the U.S., which equates to nearly 15% of their income. In New Jersey, it costs a typical family nearly 16% of their annual income for full-time daycare for one infant, or about $19,600 annually. Analysts Alex Gailey says 70 to 80% of the cost of child care is due to staff costs.
And at the same time, many of these child care workers are earning low wages. There's a lot of turnover. There's broader staff shortages. So child care providers are struggling to keep their doors open and pay their staff fair wages. At the same time, parents can't afford to pay more.
She says the differences in child care costs in every state come down to the cost of living, labor force shortages, and the makeup of a state's local child care supply and demand. And Goldman Sachs now puts the chance of a U.S. recession occurring over the next year at 35%, up from its previous estimate of 20%.
Mitch McCann reports the warning comes just ahead of President Trump's April 2nd date for reciprocal tariffs.
In its report, the bank's economists blame the, quote, sharp recent deterioration in household and business confidence and statements from the White House officials indicating greater willingness to tolerate near-term economic weakness in pursuit of these policies.
In a note to investors, Goldman also lowered its GDP forecast and predicted a rise in unemployment. I'm Brian Shook.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's that weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather, mostly clear, cold for tonight, diminishing breeze. Down in the upper 20s and low 30s, clouds and some sunshine, breezy for tomorrow, still chilly. Only in the upper 40s and low 50s. Could be a little bit of rain and drizzle tomorrow night, especially across the northern half of the state. We're down in the low 40s and breezy and warmer for Thursday. Humid, variably cloudy, couple of showers and a thunderstorm around. Highs up into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
We've got 51 in Piscataway, 52 in Point Pleasant, 54 in Camden. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews. They back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. They can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.